Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we travel through a magic library that will take us on a journey to the rainforests around the world. We'll learn about the plants and animals that call these majestic, soothing, beautiful rainforests home, all while finding an inner peace for ourselves that will lead us to a full night of peace and relaxation. Before we begin, however, let us take a moment to relax and find comfort in the place that we are in here and now. Close your eyes and allow your body to sink into the mattress beneath you. Here and now, there are no obligations. There is no to-do list. By simply lying in bed and listening to the sound of my voice, you are slowly starting to relax and unwind. And while you keep your eyes closed, your mind begins to slow down, leaving the worries of the day behind, joining me on this long, calming journey we are about to embark on. With your eyes closed and your body sinking deeper and deeper into the mattress, let's picture something together. Or rather, let's imagine something together. Your thoughts are gently dispersing, and you follow the path of your imagination. Your eyes are still closed, but you know that you are no longer in your bed. There is something soft beneath you, cradling you in plush comfort. You feel yourself slowly drifting on a comfortable, cozy resting spot, winding along what feels like a peaceful river or stream, wanting to experience more of it. You dangle your fingers off the edge of your makeshift bed, allowing them to drift down into the water. It's cool and invigorating to the touch, so fresh that it sends a rejuvenating wave through your body, flowing from the ends of your fingers all the way up your arms, into your shoulders, and down through your torso and legs. With that simple touch of water, you feel even more relaxed. And aside from the freshness of water, you feel something else. A warm, humid breeze blows over your body, tickling gently against your skin as it continues on its way through the forest you seem to be in. You hear the breeze rustle the trees and plants in the distance, causing them to dance and sing against one another. And on that breeze, you smell a blend of aromas you have never smelled before. There is the otherworldly smell of dozens of different types of flowers. Some of them are sweet, like honey mixed with vibrant hibiscus. Others are citrusy and fresh, and some smell like herbs, earthy and wild and untamed. But somehow, they all mix together to create something breathtakingly wonderful, an aroma that simply takes your breath away. You dangle your fingers in the water again, and as you do, you turn your attention to the sound that it is making. The river is gently flowing, maybe even more so than you imagined at first. You hear it gently, softly lap against the soft banks of the river, causing fern fronds and some plants to rustle and move as it continues its way out to sea. It's all so peaceful. You feel the tiny muscles around your eyes relax more and more as you sink into the comfy bed you are lying on. As you find more comfort, you also become aware of the sunlight over your head. It's a warm, welcoming sun, the kind you experience on the first summer day after a long, hard winter. And as you float under trees and bushes and the canopy of the forest around you, it flickers through the leaves and the treetops, reaching your body on occasion. First, you feel it as it washes over your head, the perfect warmth of that kiss from the sun causes your whole head to relax. Your jaw unclenches. You feel your eyes relax and your eyebrows fall to a natural position. Your tongue falls away from the roof of your mouth and your jaw opens slightly, leaving you in a position with absolutely no pressure or tension whatsoever. Next, you feel the sun illuminate your chest and arms. Your hands unfurl, no longer curling into fists. You feel your heartbeat slow as your lungs expand and your breathing deepens. There is no longer a heavy weight on your chest. No pressure of any kind. You are simply breathing deep and feeling that nourishing breath stretch from your chest to the rest of your body. And finally, the sun shines on your legs and lower half of your body. You feel any pain or tension you've been carrying there melt away, simply dripping into the river below you and floating away on the slow current, disappearing out of view. There is no need to carry it with you any longer. You continue floating down that river as the sun embraces your whole body, allowing you to relax more and more. With every curve in the river, you find yourself inching closer to sleep. Now that we have taken the time to relax and find comfort in the place that we are in, here and now, let us begin our story. As you open your eyes to the world around you, the first thing you see is the bright blue sky peeking out from a forest canopy. But this isn't just any forest canopy. This forest canopy is dense, a mosaic of every shade of green you can possibly imagine. It is sage, evergreen, emerald, moss, and jade, a swirling, wavering collage of life that takes your breath away for a moment. Layered against that baby blue sky, it looks almost unreal, like it's been pasted over it. But as you sit up to look, you realize with more certainty that this isn't a regular forest. The forest you're in is a rainforest, and it's unlike any rainforest you've ever seen before. You look around for a long moment, taking in the beauty of this landscape. The river laces through the impossibly thick forest. Overhead, vines and flowers crisscross above the water, like decorations that have been purposefully strung there. Even out here in the forest, you feel like you're in a cozy, safe space. There's a rainforest mist that hovers just above the water and tangles with the trees all around you. It is a constant, a reminder of how wild and fresh and wonderful this whole place is. The mist smells of the trees, of the flowers, of the soft soil all around the riverbanks that is home to so much life. Slowly, the river comes to a bend as the boat you are in begins to round the corner. It catches on the edge of the bank. It does not startle or disturb you. Rather, it urges you to stop and look around. And what you see piques your interest perhaps more than anything else you have seen in this forest. Because hidden amongst the thick, ancient trees and their swinging, heavy, wonderful vines, there are bookshelves. Mahogany bookshelves full of antique, mysterious-looking books. One of the heavy, solid ones that seems to be an extension of the tree itself. Moss and flowers and mushrooms pepper each shelf between the books, making you feel as though you are truly in a fairy tale, in a dream of some kind. And on one of these bookshelves, there is a large orange book that is glowing. The light radiates off of it, illuminating the shelf itself and the surrounding flowers in the breathtaking yellow glow. You step out of the boat, eyes wide with awe. When you step onto the shore, the ground is soft and welcoming beneath your feet. You walk toward that glowing book like a moth to a flame, driven to open it, to experience it, to soak in whatever words of wisdom it has You take the book in your hands. It feels like smooth, soft leather, embellished with flora and fauna designs that you can't help but run your hands over to truly take them in. And the book itself smells of an old library. In the midst of all these new aromas, it is a comforting, welcoming scent. A scent that urges you to slow down, regulate your breath, and just be. To sit and enjoy whatever it is the book has in store for you. Slowly, you run your fingertips over the thick, rough pages inside the book. The pages feel to be lovingly handmade, and the instant you brush your fingers over them, they glow even brighter. You feel an energy pulse in the pages, urging you even more to open them. So, you do. And what you find inside isn't a sprawling text. It is something simple. It is two words. Two words that you weren't expecting to see here. Oxbow Lake. Slowly, the world around you begins to shimmer in a magical light and slowly disappear. The trees, the river, it all flickers until it is engulfed in the warm orange glow of the book. But you are not frightened, nor are you confused. It feels right. The warmth of the light envelops you, causing your muscles to relax more and more. You run the word over your tongue a few times, trying to imagine exactly what an oxbow lake looks like. What could it possibly be? Oxbow Lake. Oxbow Lake. And just as the words roll off your tongue for the final time, you close your eyes. When you open them, you see the last bits of the orange shimmer disappear, flicking off you like the last sparks of a dying fire. And as soon as they clear, you find yourself in a different rainforest, seemingly at a different time. Before you is a small lake. It is rounded, and the water is incredibly, incredibly smooth. Around the lake, there is a forest very much like the one you were just in. There are towering trees that seem to reach the heavens, with long, flowing vines cascading down from their tall canopies. Incredibly vibrant birds fly from branch to branch, casting swaths of color across the bright blue sky. The birds are reflected in that still, calm water in that relatively shallow lake. This lake is an oxbow lake, and how it came to be is rather remarkable. Oxbow lakes are generally formed when a river cuts through a meander neck to shorten its course and causes the old channel to be blocked off. Gradually, that old channel migrates away, leaving a crescent-shaped lake in its place. here in the Amazon, where you are currently standing, oxbow lakes are common. And in oxbow lakes of the Amazon, one of the most remarkable things can be found. You walk closer to the edge of the water. With every step of your feet in the cool soil, you feel more and more relaxed. You listen to your steady pace against the calls of the birds overhead and the gentle trickling of the water that you're walking towards. It is, without a doubt, a moment of pure harmony and tranquility. And as you near the water, your eyes glimpse at that unadulterated beauty of the lake. There, bobbing in the water, are dozens of giant water lilies. These lily pads are massive, some of them spanning as large as 8 feet across. Standing before them, you are absolutely astounded by the sheer size of them, by the intricacy in which they seem to be crafted from the earth. They lightly bob up and down in the water, shimmering with dew in what little sunlight is leaking in through the trees. The pattern that stretches and interlaces across the top of the lily pad is like one of the finest paintings you've ever seen. Veins of sage, dark green, and emerald hues winding through the surface of the plant. The upturned edges and sheer size and plushness of the lily pads seems to be inviting you to sit on them, to relax and enjoy nature in their company. Giant water lilies are one of the most remarkable plants, and the rainforest here in the Amazon is one of the few places that they can call home. They grow up to 20 inches per day as they are reaching maturity, and their stalks can be as long as 26 feet, long enough for them to reach the river bottom far, far below. While the top of the plant is plush and inviting, the underneath of the plant is anything but. To protect the beautiful plant and its flower from herbivorous fish, the plant has sharp spikes that keep them at bay. It's a wonderfully helpful adaptation, and you are thankful it exists so that a plant as stunning as this one can continue to survive and thrive. Right now, as you stand looking at it in the daylight, there are no flowers on the lily. You sit by the edge of the water for quite some time, watching as the egg yolk sun makes its journey across the sky. You listen to the sounds of the frogs, the stunning, vast collection of songs coming from them. It makes sense, since 1/10 of the world's frog species can be found in the Amazon. You watch the birds flying overhead, toucans with their jet black feathers and vibrant, otherworldly beaks, parrots which pop out against the bright blue sky with shades of red of green, of orange, and the scarlet macaws, an incredible streak of scarlet, yellow, and blue, as they sail across the sky, making long, beautiful arcs as they do so. Gradually, though, the day begins to fade. Overhead, the sky is painted in a mosaic of pinks, oranges, yellows, and reds as the sun sets down over the distant horizon. Seeing the colors of the sunset illuminated between the trees, silhouetting them in that soft afternoon light, it soothes your soul. And as the moon begins to peek up over the horizon, your soul is soothed in another way entirely. It's a full moon tonight. As it creeps up into the night sky, you feel like you can't breathe for a moment. It's so unbelievably miraculous. The moon seems impossibly big and round, so close that you swear you can reach out and brush your fingers across its craggy, wonderful surface. The entire forest is illuminated in its silvery glow, like you've entered a fairy tale where everything has been cast in a magical light. The sounds of the forest are different now. Different, but somehow even more remarkable. There is the chirp of grasshoppers in the far distance, nestled underneath thick leaves and curled up on beds of flowers and foliage. Then there are those frogs who sing even louder now, as if they're hoping their melody will bring the moon even closer to them still. You lean back for a moment, soaking in the light of the moon and letting the sounds of the forest relax your ears and soothe your soul. It rejuvenates you, the sound of the Oxbow Lake, the touch of the humid yet cool night air, the feeling of the moonlight on your skin. But then, there's a sound you're unfamiliar with. It sounds like a flower in motion, like many flowers in motion at once. You open your eyes to find what it is, and what sits before you makes your heart swell. Before your very eyes, you watch flowers open up on top of the giant lily pads. The flowers are pure, snow white, so white that they seem to glow against the dark night sky and in the light of the moon. The flowers themselves are massive, with long, soft petals that reach out in all directions. They unfurl and become the flowers slowly, like a piece of origami, slowly and deliberately coming to fruition. And despite the careful work that goes into the flowers becoming flowers, it still feels like utter magic as it happens before you. When the breeze blows over these new blossoms, you are left breathless for an instant. They are some of the most wondrously fragrant flowers you've ever smelled. They're incredibly sweet and smell almost exactly like pineapple. You breathe in that refreshing, sweet smell deeply. It feels so new and exciting, like how the flowers must feel entering this world so suddenly in the dead of the night. The flowers of the giant water lily are fleeting. They only have a 2-day life cycle, but in those 2 days, they are some of the most beautiful flowers on earth. The first day they bloom at night to be a brilliant, bright white that smells of pineapple. As daylight sweeps across the land, they close yet again. When they open the following night, they are no longer white. Instead, they are a purplish red color, and they no longer smell of pineapple. You linger for a long moment by the Oxbow Lake, taking in the vista of these rare, beautiful flowers that so few people get to see. You breathe in the scent of the flowers deeply and close your eyes. You feel a flicker around you. You can feel this time, this place peacefully slipping away. And when you open your eyes again, you are in that same boat floating downriver. The boat is now unstuck from the edge, and as it meanders down the lazy stream, you feel completely at peace. You can still smell the faint aroma of the flowers on your fingertips and can still feel the moonlight on your skin if you focus hard enough. But soon, yet again, the edge of the boat catches along the banks of the river. You are not bothered, nor are you surprised when you look up and see a book shimmering on the bookshelf right in front of you. You rise to your feet, walking along the edge of the river in the soft, fragrant soil. As your fingers brush against the soft book, you are surprised to see that the etchings on this one are different from the last. There are flowers and butterflies, large, large butterflies, some of which are even bigger than the flowers themselves. You open the book, running your fingers once more over the thick, homemade paper that is bound inside it. And the word staring back at you is a word that you feel you have never seen before. In bright blue ink, ink that glistens in the sunlight, you see the word morpho. You run your fingers over the word, taking it in. And yet again, you run the word over your tongue a few times, trying to see how saying it feels. Morpho. Morpho. Suddenly, the world around you flickers. Bit by bit, it is engulfed in the glow of that orange-yellow light, illuminated by its magic. You close your eyes, embracing the feeling as the warmth of that magical light surrounds you, making you part of it. You are unsure of where it is taking you, But if it is anywhere as enchanting as the last place you went, you know you have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. Gradually, you feel the world around you disappear, and in its place, you find yourself somewhere entirely new. You are not standing when you enter this world. Instead, you are lying on your back. You feel soft, soft grass beneath you. It brushes against your skin in the breeze, kissing you as it sways back and forth. You lie in the grass for a moment, soaking in the calm peace of just lounging in it. You feel like the earth has made this bed just for you, a nest within her splendor. And when you open your eyes, you marvel at her splendor even more. Because above you, the sky is bright, brilliant blue, and it is absolutely covered in butterflies flitting by. You sit up as this cascade of butterflies continues to meander on by you. Once again, you are in the Amazon. And once again, you are seeing something rare and breathtaking. The butterflies dance around you, flitting by your head so close that you can feel the brush of their gentle wings as they sail on by. They seem to sail wherever the wind takes them with such grace and elegance. It's hard to even believe that they're real. And these are no ordinary butterflies. They are large, some of them as big as 8 inches across. And their wings are not orange nor black or red or yellow like you're used to seeing. They are a vibrant, otherworldly blue. As they flap and turn their wings in the light, the blue seems to shimmer and change tone, like you're peering at them through a kaleidoscope. Blue is a color rarely found in nature. The blue morpho butterfly is one of the few animals on earth who is blue, but their marvelous coloring isn't due to a pigment. Instead, it is structural coloring. The blue morpho has scales that overlap with one another, refracting light, much like the light of a prism does, which allows their wings to be the bright blue that they are. And it isn't just the blue morpho butterfly that does this. In fact, all of the morpho butterflies use their scales to reflect a certain color. There are green and purple morphos that are just as brilliant, that reflect violet and emerald as they sail through the sky in the early morning light. You sit back in the grass, admiring them as they make their way through the world. They glisten against the backdrop of the rainforest, a streak of endless blue that sails on the breeze, their incandescent wings shimmering with every shade of blue imaginable. The blue morpho is a magical sight indeed, and even more magical when you consider how fleeting they are as well. The blue morpho butterflies only live for 2 to 3 weeks as butterflies. Though their life cycle is short, they do all they can to ensure that their species will continue on. They can change the color of the eggs they lay to match the leaves that they are laid on, allowing the eggs to be protected. This type of camouflage is extremely rare in nature, and it truly speaks to just how masterful the blue morpho is when it comes to using color to their advantage. You watch the butterflies for quite some time. They soak in the light of the sun, the same as you do, growing more and more sleepy with every passing second. As the butterflies glide by you, they send tiny gusts of wind that kiss your cheeks, reminding you how close you are to these magnificent creatures, and how magnificent it is to be near them at all. Gradually, you find yourself drifting off to sleep as you lie back in the grass. You can hear the flap of the wings and the rustle of the grass around you. And soon, that sound is replaced by the sound of moving water. When you awaken again, you are back in the boat, floating down the river. You sit up in the boat slightly, glancing around the incredible rainforest around you. You know there are many more mysteries here, more things to be learned, more wild, incredible creatures and plants for you to see in action. But for now, you just smile as you sail deeper into the forest. I hope you have enjoyed this story, and it has brought you a night of peaceful, restful sleep. Please join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.